Today on Real Ghost Stories Online. When enough is enough, the activity in an apartment keeps ramping up. So it became time to move out and get rid of the poltergeist.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
I'm all about when it's time, and either you get out or get rid of the poltergeist. I couldn't deal, I think, with a ongoing ghost in my house. I just could not. I had some weird things happen over the weekend, and I don't think they're ghostly, but the coincidence and the timing of them, I have to say, was rather odd. So I wanted to share that. So just yesterday, I was driving to Home Depot by myself, not too far. And Harper is texting me stuff, and she's texting me something about Scooby-Doo and the new version of it that's on HBO, I think. And she's texting me, and then, like, no sooner than, like, 30 seconds later does the magic mystery Scooby-Doo van, like, go past me in the opposing lane. Yes. Yeah. It was like, well, that's funny. Because, like, one of the – there's some business around here has it as, like, their vehicle for their – company.
We have that here in our town too. There's a Scooby-Doo van.
Yeah. So I thought, well, that's just kind of funny. Then I get to the Home Depot parking lot, and they're doing some construction over in this one area. They're going to be building a Whole Foods. And I was just, it crossed my mind, and I was like, well, I wonder how long till that actually is done, or like when they kind of get the construction going. So I Googled it real quick while I was in my car. And I was listening to the trial testimony in the Lori Vallow Daybell case that I'm following over on Hidden Killers podcast. And they were talking about eating at a restaurant called Firebirds. And I know there's one there in Wichita. That's how I remember it. And I remember, oh, that was a good restaurant. I wonder if we'd ever get one of those. And I'm looking up the construction. First restaurant has been announced for the new Whole Foods development, Firebirds. It's like literally like right as I'm like thinking about this and hearing it on a podcast, a restaurant that I haven't been to in like 7 years, it comes right up. It was really bizarre.
So it's kind of like if I have a question about something in the future, if I run it past you first, you might be able to answer it.
I guess so. Or there'll be some sort of correlation in real life that happens moments later that
you can call me right back. Okay. You just asked the question, and then I went down the street, got the answer.
Very weird. Very weird things lining up. I would say it's ghostly, but just to have those two weird coincidences that had absolutely, I had no control over either. This is kind of interesting. But there you go. Well,
you've got an ability.
An ability?
I don't know, an ability of some kind.
I don't know if that's like an ability
sort of psychic ability.
But I didn't call any of these things out or like, I don't know. I think I really good timing. I don't know what it is, but maybe something's trying to tell. Maybe it's life just saying you're on the right track and you know, the things you're thinking about, hey, it's right there. I manifested a restaurant. How about that? When they open up, like, I manifested this place.
I'd like everyone to thank me.
They're going
to
be like really weird about that. What do you mean? I was thinking about this restaurant and then I read it was coming. I manifested it. It's the secret. And then they'll thank you.
Ask for a free meal.
Exactly. So can I get my meal comped? Thank you, sir. We need you to leave. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Of course, we'd love to hear them. Let's go to a phone call and hear a ghost story. Hello.
Hi, guys. My name is Sandy, and my story takes place in Fair Oaks, California, which is basically part of Sacramento. Anyway, I lived in an apartment at the time with my son, who was not even one, or maybe he was one. It doesn't matter. Anyway, and it also takes place on Mother's Day, which it has nothing to do with that. But I, on Mother's Day, I worked for a man for a few years, and I would go sell flowers. But on this particular day, I had to return back to my apartment because the apartment manager had a carpet cleaner come out to my house. But that's not how that starts. It ends that way. Anyway, so it started one night, and I didn't think anything of it, when a friend of mine was over, and we were sitting in my room, and I used to collect ceramic masks. And one of them just kind of like floated down into her lap, and we just kind of looked at each other and laughed, and I left it like that. And the next instance was my boyfriend had was over, and I asked him to get something out of my closet, and he came back out of my room asking why I pushed him in the closet when I hadn't pushed him in the closet. So things just started getting worse and worse. After that, I was sitting in my living room and I was watching TV when all the electricity went out in that part of the house except for my fish tank. And what it was all on the same breaker, so it shouldn't have done that. And I just got annoyed and asked him to please turn it back on, and it came back on. So my friends all thought it was funny. I didn't. You would hear whistling all the time, like in the bathroom. So I had to have somebody there when I took a shower because I was scared. And you could hear him outside also whistling. And this is when it started bothering me more and more. Well, on Mother's Day now, I had to come back, like I said, and let this man in so he could do his carpet cleaning. And as he left, I had the windows open to help dry the carpet out, and I left and locked the door. So when we were done selling flowers that night, we had come back, and my boyfriend, who lived in the same apartment complex I did, went home. And while he went home, I was putting my son to bed, and I hear his knock on the door, and I go and I open it up, and there's nobody there. So I go back, and I'm still putting my son to bed, and I hear another knock. Now I'm getting annoyed. And I go, and I walk down, and I open the door, and there's still nobody there. So I go back in the house, and then all of a sudden there's another knock, and now I am a little bit pissed. And so I go to the door and open up, and I'm like, what? And my friends happen to be standing there then, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I proceeded to tell them what was going on. They all still thought it was funny. So they came in my house, and my boyfriend had come back over, and we were talking about what was going on and what had been going on. And when my boyfriend made some kind of crack, and when he did, all the screens on all the windows literally flew off. And I said, that's it. And I grabbed my son and I left. So I went across the complex and stayed with a friend of mine. So a week had gone by, believe it or not, I was that scared. And I needed to get some clean clothes. So I came back over to my house. And while I was at my friend's, though, and this is like in the 80s, basically, and there was no internet or anything. So I was going through the Yellow Pages when I was at her house, trying to find someone, something to help me. And I found a few things, left some messages on, you know, but I didn't really find anything. But this day, when I went back to my house, the phone rang while I was there, and it happened to be this man who said he saw my message, and first thing he asked me was, have I been depressed? And I said, well, yes, I had been going through a bad depression at that time. He said that when we get depressed, it kind of leaves the doors open, a crack within you, and makes it easy for entities to come out. And after he had asked me a few more questions, he told me I had a poltergeist and told me that in order for me to get rid of him, I had to go get some white candles and tell him that, or her, that it was time for them to go, that this was my house, they're no longer allowed to be here, and that they needed to leave. And I asked him when he was going to come over. He said, no, you need to do this by yourself. I said, oh, no, 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 no. And so after I got done with the conversation with the man, I went back over to my friend's house. And then it dawned on me that all the windows were wide open. The screens weren't on them. They flew off. And so I went and got myself a white candle, And I stuck my head inside my my apartment instead of going inside. And I lit these candles around the outside of the house, but just inside the windowsill. And I started telling it that it had to go, that this is my house. It was no longer. And it left. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, I have one other story. This was when I was a kid. I went to a birthday party at a friend of mine. We were just in grammar school, and they had one of those old Elizabethan houses, and it was creepy. But we were in the backyard. They had like a detached garage, and there was like, I don't know, maybe 12 or 15 of us. And we used to play this game. I don't know if you know what it is. It's stiff the board. And how the game is played is that you have to have someone sitting at your head, at the head, and somebody's lying down flat, and then you have to at least have one person each side and one person at the feet. And you take two fingers from each hand and you put it underneath them. And then you say something like, well, this is what we said. This is a, what is her name? Anyway, Lizzie Borden, and they say Lizzie Borden, and she died and we didn't know, and we just made up the date, and she died from, I don't remember what we said, but afterwards we started saying that, you know, Lizzie Borden took an axe, she gave her mother 40 whacks. Well, when we got done, and you say, okay, she will rise. Sorry, I apologize. Anyway, and I go one, they go one, two, two, three. She will rise, and you start lifting up, and she did. And not only did she lift up off her fingers, but she flew away from us into the wall and broke her arm. We all had to go home, and yeah, she went to the emergency room. Anyway, thank you for listening to my stories. I hope to hear them later on. I love your show. Goodbye.
Well, there you go. Or hopefully the demons are gone. What?
She had some creepy shit happen.
Yeah. A little bit.
Like, how do all of the screens come off at the same time?
I can't get a screen to go back on. It's a window.
I'm telling you.
That's the worst thing in the world. Like,
even a storm window. Once I have a problem with it, I got old windows.
Yeah.
I'm just screwed.
That takes like magic in itself. That takes some supernatural force to get a screen back on without somehow damaging it in some way, shape, or form. We had to do that. My fiance's house, it just got it sold. And one of the things was there's a screen that needed a little patching. So I got it out and then I did the patch on it. But trying to get it to fit back into the window, it was like, I don't know how people do it.
It's paranormal.
Take some talent.
Obviously, something paranormal is going on.
Completely paranormal, without a doubt. All right, thank you. Go ahead.
I was going to say real quick, that whole lifting somebody with two fingers thing, I've heard of other people who claim they did that. I don't know how. I remember trying it as a kid, and obviously the person still was laid there. But like, how the heck did she end up flying into a wall and breaking her arm or whatever it was?
Some people will swear that those sort of things happened. And I don't know. I remember trying to play some of those as a kid and nothing happened ever.
Nothing for me, but man, a broken arm. I don't know if they were highly successful or really bad at it.
One of the two. That's the question. Exactly. All right. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, you can do it. 855-853-4802 is the phone number to call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'd love to hear your ghost stories. If you want access to all of our episodes ad-free and advanced episodes as well, check it out at Apple Podcasts. You can go there and even subscribe, get 3 days free, get access to all of that to binge away on starting right now. Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories if you're not on Apple. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.